Hey guys, welcome back to the next episode of the Brawlcast. Today we're going to be going over some update thoughts, and yeah, so we're going to get into that soon. But first I'd like to welcome back to Baller from a long series of COVID conflicts that have been happening, you know, all that bad stuff that has been going on. And so yeah, we're really excited to have him back, and I know that he feels the same way. So we're going to kick off with some thoughts on Bill.
Yeah, hi guys, welcome back. I'm excited to be back here, and yeah, so Bill is a good brawler. Is pretty good in like all game modes, like especially the new game mode Knockout, which, you know, like you only have one life, and then there's three matches, and it's best of three, and yeah. Won't get too much into the details, because Moose has some stuff to say as well, so, yeah.
Yeah, so that's some good thoughts, and also, sorry, we're in the garage again, and, there's a guy mowing his lawn.
Yeah.
And, so, bad recording time, but we couldn't really wait any longer to get back into podcasting again, so, sorry about that, but we might eventually soon be getting back into we might start recording inside, which will be a relief to not have idiots blowing your lines while we're podcasting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my thoughts, I'm just gonna go over a little bit of Belle stuff, like who Belle is and, like, how she works. There's some lore discussion going on that Belle is Colt's mom. And I think that sort of makes sense, though, if you think about it, like, with the person that she is, like, Gold Arm Gang, and they're sort of like a Wild West thing, too, and that's who Colt is and that stuff, and she looks a little bit older person, so, yeah, that's some lore about Belle. And then, also, so her attacks, it's a one single shot, like, what would be a good example? Like B or something?
Yeah.
That just does 1,500 damage. And
her range is like, she's kind of like a combination of Jesse and Penny.
Jesse's a good, like, moderation of range or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what Belle's range is. And then, so her shot, 1,500 damage at max level, and then this is not like a star power or anything, but whenever she hits an enemy, if they're grouped up or something, like close to each other, then the shot like fizzes for a second on the one person and then goes to another person, like Dwaller said, which was a good simile, like Jesse.
It kind of zaps them.
Yeah, it zaps them for about, like, I think 100 or 200 damage or something.
Like a
small bit of damage. But it will go on forever if they stay close within, like, maybe two tiles, like a short radius. So, yeah, that's what that is for Belle. And then her super, neither me or Dvalar has Belle yet, but we're on, like, tier 25 or whatever.
I'm actually on, like, tier 27. Well, I finished tier 27, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, around, like, mid-20s or whatever.
Yep.
So, we're gonna get Belle soon, and then we can go more in depth. So, we're not sure about the exact numbers, but her super, which takes a decent amount of time to charge, will increase the damage dealt to a target, like a brawler. Like, it increases the damage by some percentage for the rest of the game until they die or something, I think. And so, yeah, that's her super. Another useful tip, it doesn't work on Ike turrets or heist safes.
Yeah.
I don't think, because that would just be too broken. So that's it for Belle with me, and then I guess the Beller can go into some Knockout.
Yeah, I'll actually talk about some other game modes. So, playing back when Lone Star and Takedown were going, Lone Star and Takedown are back. They rotate. Just like Bounty and Heist and like Hot Sun and Siege or whatever.
They do?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were together.
No, they actually do. So, because I looked and it only said knockout for today, the day we're recording it. So, yeah. But, I mean, like, Lone Star is basically like one player Bounty, except it kind of like your stars, like, save. So, they kind of like go, like, they kind of build up over time and like it will say how many stars overall you have. Like earlier today I was playing with Piper and I got like 27 stars in total or something, which is actually really good. And I got first place. Like it shows you your rank in like one corner of whichever device you're playing on. And it'll say like 1 out of 10, 2 out of 10, 3 out of 10, all the way to 10 out of 10. And yeah, so Moose can say some other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good for Lone Star. I'm not going to go over anymore because that's pretty good. I think we can go over maybe a Lone Star knockdown tier list sometime, maybe.
Yeah.
If that sounds reasonable, but we got to do it soon because they're going to go away soon.
Wait, did you just say knockdown or you mean takedown?
Sorry, takedown and knockout. So, yeah, we're going to have to go over a tier list. I guess I'll go over knockout now. So knockout, if you don't already know, knockout is a really fun game mode. If you haven't completed it yet, that you know that there, or you might, or may or may not know that there's a quest that started at the beginning of season 6. That's win 15 battles of knockout, which is not too easy. But then again,
it's pretty easy if you have like a low rank and win.
And like a good comp or whatever, and so for 1,000 tokens, which is
very good deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal, and it lasts until the end of the draw pass. Anyway, knockout 3v3, pretty simple. So it's basically like Bounty, except there are no stars, and you just get knocked out, like the name says. You can't respawn. You do not respawn. And it's a best out of three game mode, so whoever knocks out all the people in 1 minute, or knocks out the most people, wins. And if it's like a tie break in the last 20 seconds or 30 seconds, I think.
Maybe 10 to 20 or whatever seconds,
there's like tie break damage. Whoever has done the most damage or the more damage in the match, overtime wins if there's like a tie of people eliminated. So yeah, you just want to get some like throws or something to get in that damage or whatever. And then, so like I said, it's best out of three in 1 minute or whatever. And then whoever wins like all the game modes, you get eight trophies, unless you're over rank 20. 25 or whatever, and you get 6, and so on and so forth. So yeah, that's pretty much all for knockout. I'm not sure if I'm missing anything.
I have some other stuff.
The maps rotate every day. Okay, so the baller will share his final thoughts, and then I guess we can say goodbye.
Yeah. So this is just some more like info and stuff. Squeak is coming out in like middle/late May. Yeah. And Squeak is, I'm so excited to get Squeak. I have all the mythics, so I'm gonna get Squeak pretty quickly. And I'm really excited to get Squeak. Squeak throw like as a thrower, but Squeak throws mines, but instead of them just like exploding like ticks, well, no, they aren't like mines, they're more like just like bombs basically. But instead of exploding like pretty quickly, they like kind of like slide a bit and then like, well, no, they don't. Sorry, I was thinking of Sprout. They track, like when it hits an enemy, it sticks onto them and then they can walk around, but then it just blows them up after a while. Yeah, once Squeak comes out and we get them, but I'm excited to get Squeak, and Moose is gonna wrap it up.
So yeah, that'll wrap it up for this episode. Once again, thanks to BrawlCrow for sending some voice messages. We definitely really appreciate that, and keep sending them in, and we love to hear from you and all that good stuff. So yeah, thank you. And one more thing that I will just say, I stopped DeBaller from going for Squeak too much because I was planning on maybe in the future, once Squeak comes out, we're going to do, like, an all-Squeak episode, like, full Squeak, like, full-on Squeak. We're going to try to unbox him. We don't know if that's going to work or not. We may get some other things. So, yeah, tune in for that, and then we're going to, like, go over him. Try to unlock star powers and gadgets, maybe. Put his PowerPoints into him and stuff. And then, that and just, like, all Squeak, maybe push him a little bit. And so that's good, and, yeah. So, all right, goodbye from the garage.
Bye.